The name is titled Tragedy and Hope, is those that resist this coming one world government. For them, what's coming is going to be a tragedy, but for those that will enter into this one world system with a positive aspect, then it's going to bring a period of hope and prosperity. Now, what's interesting, many things are interesting about this, but when Bill Clinton became nominated for running for president, he said this. Let me in his triumphant speech accepting the Democratic Party's nomination for president, Bill Clinton indicated that the man who started him on the road to his new covenant was one of his history professors at Georgetown University. Here's how he put it. As a teenager, I heard John Kennedy's summons to citizenship, and then as a student, I heard the call clarified by a professor I had named Carroll Quigley. Now, Carroll Quigley is the man that wrote this book. Now, Carroll Quigley is clearly agreeing with the history that we've just went over and agreeing with the predictions about the future that there is a one world government coming ahead. Here's a little review on this book on Carroll Quigley. Dr. Carroll Quigley was a professor of history at the Foreign Service School of Georgetown University. He's a Jesuit. He formerly taught at Princeton and Harvard. He had done research in the archives of France, Italy, and England. He was the author of the widely known text, Evolution of Civilizations. When Dr. Quigley decided to write his 1,300-page book called Tragedy and Hope, he knew he was deliberately exposing one of the best-kept secrets in the world. As one of the elite insiders, he knew the scope of this power complex, and he knew its leaders hoped to eventually attain total global control. Furthermore, Dr. Quigley makes it clear throughout his book that, by and large, he warmly supports the goals and purposes of the network. But if that is the case, why would he want to expose this worldwide conspiracy and disclose many of its most secret operations? Obviously, disclosing the existence of a mammoth power network which is trying to take over the world could not help but arouse the vigorous resistance of millions of people who are its intended victims. So why did Dr. Quigley write the book? His answer appears in a number of places, but it's especially forceful and clear on pages 979 and 80. He says, in effect, that it is now too late for the little people to turn back the tide. In a spirit of kindness, he is therefore urging them not to fight the noose which is already around their necks. He feels certain that those who do will only choke themselves to death. On the other hand, those who go along with the immense pressure which is beginning to be felt by all humanity will eventually find themselves in a man-made millennium of peace and prosperity. All through his book, Dr. Quigley assures us that we can trust these